a dick? WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, so just so we can get it out of our system and get right to the news with Buzz. To finish up our coverage of the hurricane that wasn't as bad as everybody was predicting. Right.
Thank God.
Here's Jim Cantore from the Weather Channel. Brave Jim Cantore, where he's talking about the iguanas.
That's what he found.
All right. Thank you, sir, as always, for your expertise. So, Heather and Marshall, waves continue to be the story here. They have caused damage at the resort that we were at. Okay? They have caused rocks and chunks of the wall to wash up on shore. You can see some of them sitting right here in this walkway, in this courtyard. And
now, don't let this fool you. The wind speed is about 15 miles an hour. And when he's talking about big pieces of rock, it is a little rock fence,
right,
that is maybe 2 feet high.
Where the waves came over it and took some of the rocks out to sea.
Yes. Oh, right.
And he never mentions the fact that he's 3 stories above sea level. He's on a terrace overlooking the beach.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, the water could never even get to him.
Mm-hmm. And that's another reason you get the, because he's higher up.
Right.
You really want to see a reporter do something? Challenge the surge.
You know, the beautiful glass kind of terrace that sits out over the water in the lagoon has just been smashed to pieces. Metal's been twisted, glass has been broken, and there's a lot of damage to these lagoons here. I see sprinkler piping, what looks to be lanterns, and even several...
Okay, sprinkler piping.
Sprinkler piping.
And lanterns.
Lanterns. If you look right over here, you can see where some of the dirt that was, the 3 inches of dirt that was sitting on top of the sprinkler pipe was actually washed away.
It's now known as mud.
Very, very dangerous.
Iguanas. Some of them are this big.
Oh, here we go. The iguanas. Now, at this point, he's pointing out, he's showing to the camera guy, get a shot of the iguanas. The
iguanas. Mm-hmm.
And literally, the iguana is maybe 2 inches long. It looks like one of those little babies that climbs out from under your deck in the summertime.
Okay.
Okay?
Gotcha.
Here we go.
Sprinkler piping, what looks to be lanterns, and even several iguanas. Some of them are this big, and some of them are this big. Looks like they're just trying to hold on for dear life, just like anything else that's being pounded by the surf here, guys. We'll keep you posted. Rain continues to be minimal. Winds have been the strongest they've been so far because they're on shore, and waves are just awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, they are just, they aren't going down a bit. Back to you.
All right. Thank you very much, Jim. We're going to check back in with you in a little while. Hang
Neither
on
are
there.
You,
and,
Jim.
Of course, the iguanas are hanging on tight, too.
Indeed they are. Now, here's the bottom line on Hurricane Dean.
The Don and Mike Show.
Those iguanas are hanging on, Mike.
Check that, Jim. They're salamanders. I just wanted to pass that along. They're salamanders, Jim. Thank you.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter and her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Balls on fire. The Don and Mike Show.
You really got to get that Jim Cantore stuff into context. And he's standing, like all of them, like we've said all day today, in a storm
right.
That's not as bad as anybody had predicted. And rather than just say, hey,
yeah,
things are okay here, it's got to be like, oh, my God. Look.
Here we are. I'm at the safety 16 stories up above the surf. But let me tell you, this is really something. I see a sprinkler pipe that's been exposed over there.
Broken lantern. And one more thing. About OC Chopper, about Ocean, you know,
American like, Chopper.
American
right.
Chopper,
right.
OCC. I'm a huge aficionado of the show, and I think I've mentioned that watching episodes, there's a third brother that they hardly ever put on TV.
He's the guy that runs the other business, right?
Correct. I'm so glad you picked up on that,
right.
Mike. He runs the ironwork business,
oh, yeah.
Which the Tuttles had before they started mm-hmm. the chopper business. Well, as it turns out, three members of the Tuttle family of Orange County Choppers have defrauded the creditors of their family's other businesses. According to court papers, Paul Sr. transferred his first business, the ironworks business.
The one that fed OCC.
Right. He transferred that business to Paul Jr. The business was called OC Ironworks. Paul Sr. continued to work as a consultant. Paul Jr. then sold the assets of Orange County Ironworks, which is owned by his brother, Daniel Tuttle. According to the complaint filed by bankruptcy trustee Tom Genova, the Tuttles, and this is pretty good for guys who are kind of dumb,
right?
systematically moved equipment, employees, accounts, and other assets of the steel business to their brand new group, Orange County Ironworks, but they didn't pay fair compensation. The Tuttles then had OC Ironworks file for bankruptcy, leaving creditors out in the cold.
Ooh.
So do you follow the whole story now?
Yeah, that's heavy-duty stuff. I mean, that's real. Bankruptcy fraud?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
OC Chopper Clan accused of bankruptcy fraud.
I believe that's maybe doing a few stretches.
That's Michael
scary.
Vick time, right?
Yeah, that's
for
very,
the tunnels,
very bad
right?
stuff.
We thought it would be a good idea to cover our asses and keep the money for ourselves.
We decided that we would move all of our assets into another business and then declare bankruptcy in the one that would already existed, which is a nice detail.
Who wants to lose money? That's for retards.
You know, it's always tough to have two businesses, so we decided we'd make one go belly up.
God, there's so much. I mean, I don't understand all of the financial stuff here. OC Ironworks bankruptcy filing listed $596,000 in asset, but that sum consisted entirely of accounts receivable, money that they were owed but hadn't been able to collect. The debts were roughly $670,000, not counting the $1.3 million judgment that they owed to somebody else. I mean, they are in a tremendous amount of hot water about this.
They may be able to bail out of that simply by paying the creditors. They might be able to get that that thing worked out. I mean,
hope
who
they
knows?
Can.
Let me see.
The NFL's taking a wait-and-see attitude.
The matter will play out in bankruptcy court next week in Poughkeepsie, New York.
That's where they are, up in Poughkeepsie.
Yeah. All right, so that's
I used to go to college in Poughkeepsie.
All right, here now is Storm Chaser Guy Burnley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, everybody. Mike. This is the news.
Hi. Here you go, Buzz.
Yeah, I was worried. I think other people were worried. No reason to worry. The space shuttle made it back safely today, despite the hole in the heat shield that got bigger as Endeavour burned through the atmosphere toward Florida. The hurricane that threatened an evacuation of Mission Control in Houston has dropped from Category 5 down to Category 1 since coming ashore along the Yucatan Peninsula last night, but it's not over yet. The storm will now regain strength, they expect, as it's now re-entering the Gulf of Mexico.
But they're going to be big enough, and those waves are going to stay up for quite some time. So,
and Ken Torrey.
There he is. And it's expected to be back up to maybe Category 2 by the time that it hits the east coast of Mexico tomorrow.
Puerto Aventuras. Now, this is where our storm tracker Jim Cantore is standing by. Conditions getting bad enough here that we've had some trouble connecting with him. Now it looks like we're able to. Yeah. Jim, are conditions getting worse where you're at?
Heather, actually, I would say we've kind of turned the corner
Good.
At this point.
Yeah. So brave of you, Jim, to admit that it's not really as bad as you want it to be.
Mike?
Yes.
Buzz, excuse me.
Oh, that's right. It is about
We're coming
time.
Up on 18 after the hour.
Oh, very good.
Now, you're local on the 8.
All right. Well, you
get okay. Are you tired of your own joke?
Well, thank you. That was the joke.
No, actually, Mike, in my world, we'd play it all the way to the label every time.
You know, in my world, really, and I don't do this kind of work on the show, so I don't want to put more work on. In my world, it would be like it is on the regular show. Yeah. They change the songs.
Your
too.
Local forecast.
Didn't have
well,
to,
all
don't
right,
they?
That means I'm going to have to do some more taping.
But you tell me, do they always have the similar beds? Don't they have different music beds?
When we taped today, for the 2 hours that we taped,
it was that
the same music bed every single time. They don't even have the guy on anymore that says, load, you know, that automated?
Yeah, right.
Load tonight. 35. They've taken
Your
that away now.
Clamp times are going to be at such and such.
I've noticed it's different on cable than it is on satellite.
Yeah, satellite you get that national map and I show it to you.
I think the automated guy is only on the cable.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because the satellite has to serve
you know
the
what?
Country.
No, sir. I watch Cox Cable in my bedroom and...
They do the same thing?
There's no voice there either.
What other room?
You clapping for Cox?
I am.
Hey, that sounds like... Is that like bowling for dollars?
Sort of, but you have more winners than the other game.
Anyway, howdy, Buzz.
Hi.
Hey, 4 hours, Mike. 4 hours. That's
call a doctor.
Painful. Every day.
Doctor!
The Powerball fever is back. Tomorrow night's jackpot is estimated to be about $245 million, the biggest it's been since last January. The lottery's played in 28 states and the District of Columbia.
Hey, the Mega Millions jackpot is like $177 million.
That's not bad either.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big one, too.
Didn't you tell me today that you're playing the lottery?
I'm playing the lottery. I play the lottery like every other week. I got to call Carla to get some tickets. That's $177 million.
Can't win if you don't play.
That's right.
Yeah.
the guy who caught Barry Bonds.
That would buy you a hell of a lot of iguanas.
Speaking of lottery winners, the guy who caught Barry Bonds' 756th home run ball says he can't afford to keep it as it originally planned.
Would that be the guy that was always announced as so-and-so from the Bronx or so-and-so from New York City?
Yeah, right. He was Queens, wasn't he?
That's right. Yeah, that's where he grew up. Well, instead, Matt Murphy won't be keeping the ball as he announced he would be. He
says, it's a famous guy. Is it Matt Guitar Murphy?
No, I think this is just the unknown Matt Murphy.
Have you watched any of the Blues Brothers? Uh-huh. They have been running the Blues Brothers constantly.
Can I tell you, I'm so burned out on that now.
Really?
Because on the High Def channel, like every day they run the Blues Brothers.
It's incredible. I mean, they run it all the time. And I get bored with the Blues Brothers right about the time that they're getting Matt Guitar Murphy. And they go in, and Aretha, you know, says, "You better think." That's when I'm done. And then the rest of it,
I've seen it so much. You know, when I'm bored now,
when
the nun smacks him and they go down the stairs.
That's right after he gets out of Joliet.
Tell me about it, friend.
Wow. Sad.
But as a person who used to live in Chicago, is that not the greatest car chase ever?
Oh, when they're driving.
I put it above Bullet.
You know that, Buzz. That's great.
Yeah, I remember it well.
You know, seriously, one of the things I was thinking about this past weekend when I went to see the Bourne Ultimatum is. That's some of the most amazing car stuff that you'll see in a movie. It's not as lengthy as the Blues Brothers. Nothing
However,
is as lengthy as that.
Now that you've seen it, we can discuss this. The great thing about the new Bourne movie, when he's driving that cop car, can you tell me another movie where you see cars getting in accidents and you actually find yourself
it's incredible
rocking jumping. Back and forth as if you were in the accident?
That's exactly what it is. It is the violence of the crashes is so significant. You really believe that they're going, and you know it can't be, because I mean you're talking about survivability if it really happened. But there is a car chase in there when he's in the cop car that is just absolutely, and I don't know how they do it.
I mean,
it's credible. It's not CGI, I don't think.
And as much as I love like the Die Hard 4 movie, which had some pretty good chase scenes, that's like comic book, and the Bourne stuff is like, that could really happen.
You're going, oh my God. I mean, you know, that door, that window explodes. It's fantastic.
Leave the theater with bruises.
Right.
Matt Murphy says he'll sell the ball, the Barry Bonds ball, at auction later this month through Sotheby's. He's hoping to get its apparently taxable value of $500,000. And the actor.
Grab life by the balls.
He's trying. And the actors who were hurt while filming that new Tom Cruise movie in Germany are now threatening to sue United Artists unless they are compensated for their injuries.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
Have you seen that picture of Tom Cruise wearing his Rob Spiewak outfit?
Yeah, and once again, doesn't he still look like a little boy? Tom Cruise is like a hairless cat. I mean, doesn't he just, where's the masculinity there?
And the eye patch definitely does not make him evil, does it?
No, it looks, seriously, I saw that and he's supposed to be, he's portraying the Nazi that tried to blow Adolf Hitler up, right?
That's right.
That's what he's portraying in this movie.
Right.
It looks like, I thought I was looking at a kid's Halloween costume.
The pants are too big.
The pants are too big. The uniform is too large.
What Nazi uniform would you have put him in, Rob?
Oh, I would have put him in like a 1943 Stormtrooper.
A nice black outfit, right?
Yeah, very nice.
Gotcha.
Stop by the Spiewak boutique.
He loves to dress them up.
Nice helmet, no iPad.
Right.
High boots.
In the filming of this movie, 11 actors were thrown from a replica World War II truck when the vehicle made a sharp turn and the side of the truck gave way, tossing the actors onto the pavement. There's now talk of a class action suit on behalf of them all.
Why?
I don't know. To get the money, I suppose.
I have the compound fracture. I can see the bone. The bone is protruding from the thigh. Saw him. Oh, we ought to get some good stuff for this.
I think I got a bulletin for you.
Really? Yeah.
You heard this one bulletin already, right?
Yeah.
It's time to legalize illegal drugs once and for all.
Right. Shep Smith.
It's a bold stand to take.
Here he is again.
Just make drugs legal.
Shepard Smith seems to be pretty preoccupied with something, almost as preoccupied as another newsman I know.
Just make drugs legal. It's time to legalize illegal drugs once and for all.
I like to think I'm more subtle than that.
You a pothead, Shepard?
Well, if you ever needed another reason to sleep in the nude, this is it. The Chinese have also poisoned our pajamas. The New Zealand government is recalling pajamas exported from China after a couple of kids were burned when their flannel night clothes caught fire. Turns out the pajamas exported from China contain formaldehyde to prevent mildew. But formaldehyde can also cause skin rashes, allergic reactions, irritation of the eyes, nose, and throat.
almost
got it.
You know, we play that so much.
I know.
And you know what? Here's a bulletin. When that was recorded, I believe that was a woman.
That was. It was an older woman.
It was an elderly woman.
Oh, no, it's mama. No, it's not mama. Mama.
You're making it have a hip-hop quality to it.
I can't help it, Mike. Yeah, I make everything hip-hop.
Can I hear it again?
I can't do it.
It's
too hard. Hard. It's like it's another language.
We would be terrible as language students.
I always took pajama advice from Tom Gavin. All his pajamas are flame retardant.
God.
He's mentally retarded.
Oh, dear. Yeah, yeah really. You deserve that.
That's not my joke. Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Now that various governments have recalled Chinese toys, food products, and toothpaste, the Chinese government's fighting back. It says some governments are trying to demonize Chinese products to isolate China from trading with the rest of the world.
Oh my God.
That's the right way to look at
it. I am a psycho. I need help.
Called the Mike Vick defense.
That's a great way to look at it.
How Obama feels about the Obama girl, when we continue.
Did you say Obama?
I did.
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
There he is. There you go. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.